Welcome to the Metacast. I'm Josh Anderson.
And I'm not Josh Anderson, and I'm thankful for that.
Aren't we all?
Exactly.
There's one too many of us out there.
Yes, I would agree. I'm glad you've come to that revelation, Josh.
Yes, I have.
And this is Bob Galen. Welcome to the Metacast in beautiful downtown Raleigh, North Carolina.
It is a beautiful day, even with all the scary snowstorm predictions
last night. Well, we had like 3 millimeters of snow, for God's sakes. We're shut down for the whole morning.
Yeah. Okay. So back to topic. We are going to continue our discussion of the Agile Startup Toolkit, toolbox, tool whatever, tool bag, tool bucket, whatever you use to carry things in. We're going to fill it with items.
He's just amazing me in Metacasters. I'm just sitting here in awe of this oratory. The bag, the bucket, the pouch.
The satchel.
Are you done?
Man purse.
Paper versus plastic.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. So what are we going to talk about first, Josh?
We're going to tackle sort of the items, not sort of. We're going to tackle the items that define what a sprint looks like. So we'll start with length, then we'll dig into the ceremonies that we think should be included in your implementation as you begin the journey. So let's start with sprint length. I, for one, generally default to the de facto 2-week sprint, but one of the things that I've toyed with and I've seen work well, and maybe we do, is go to a 1-week sprint. And the reason I like that is because it forces teams to go through the ceremonies and to understand, to basically fail faster, right? To have those lessons learned come faster and quicker so that you can respond and iterate more often and get you to that more consistent pace rather than later.
Could we make this, boy, I can't believe I'm suggesting this, but could we make sprint length dependent on domain? So let me explain what I mean by that real quickly. So if we're doing like content-based, like websites or something,
right?
Contents, editing, something that's relatively trivial software engineering to non-software engineering, then I'd say week. Mm-hmm. If we're doing software as a service or, tougher systems, then 2 weeks. If we were doing hardware systems, embedded systems, medical instruments, things that are really tough to fit, hard problems like working on database kernels, or things, because I've been coaching. The reason for this is I'm coaching those teams lately. Mm-hmm. And I'd rather they start at 1 or 2 weeks, but I don't even know if they can in those domains. So it's almost like knocking their heads against a brick wall. So could it be 3 weeks in those cases or even 4 weeks? So could we actually tie sprint duration a little bit to the domain, the problem space?
Yeah, my initial reaction...
I'm waiting for it because I don't know what it's going to be.
...is just that that's a cop-out.
Oh,
right?
But smack, that hurt. Okay. Right.
But...
It is. I agree with you. That's why I was sort of couching it.
Right. But, you know,
but
if
I see
you've been there and seen that the 1 to 2 week sprint sets them up to fail more than they should, because failing can be good, but...
Yeah, it just really kills these guys. And I hate it. It is a bit of a cop-out.
Right.
It is and it isn't. I think there's some domains that are just gosh darn hard. And to start to force them into a bottle, and there is that, I've been pretty dictatorial in the toolbox. We did say the toolbox is going to be prescriptive, so
right.
I'm torn. So
do we say, and the problem that by saying this that you give people out is that you make it as short as possible, no smaller than 2 weeks. But then everybody's going to go to 2 weeks, right? Because you've given them the out.
Yeah, you're talking me out of, this is a toolbox.
Right.
I'm going back to our mission and vision. Our mission mm-hmm. was to be what? Prescriptive.
Right.
All right, what's it going to be then? 2 weeks? A week? A week.
Is it a week?
A week.
A week?
What's hard? What's going to encourage a team to learn?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm asking, I'm not telling.
No,
What is going to, because that was one of, I'm going back to our goals, our mission and vision.
The only reason I hesitate is because I say that and I tell people to do that, but I've never done it myself. You know, so it's one of those things where I say, you should do this. But then when I come into a place like here currently, I say we're doing a 2-week sprint.
Yeah.
When I probably should have done a 1-week sprint, you know.
I think it's fair for us to, we've learned. And
yeah.
I don't know if we have to practice everything that we're
right.
recommending. Like, I haven't done a lot of 1-weeks. I've done 1 weeks I've coached a couple teams that are doing more website sort of stuff content. Also, every Sprint Zero I've ever done is a 1 week, has a 1 week tempo.
So perhaps what we need to do is define when you transition to a 2 week sprint. We aren't saying you're in a 1 week sprint forever, but once you reach this
drill into it, I like that. When we drill into what it is for how long, we're going to have a fixed period of 1 week sprints, and people will earn their way to a 2 week sprint.
Yeah. I don't know if we can say that it's a fixed number. I think it's going to be based on the team and how they learn and how they grow.
But we would have exit criteria or something. Yeah. We would put some guidance in the toolkit around that.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm good with that. So it's a one week with some parameters around that of how do you go to 2 weeks or how do you select your next interval.
Right. Okay, good. Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so let's move on to the ceremonies.
Yeah. Why don't we start with the daily stand-up? That's a pretty easy one.
Yes.
No daily stand-ups.
No?
No.
Why not?
I'm just trying to be...
Oh.
I'm trying to be controversial on purpose.
Should I slam a chair or something?
You could hit me in the head with a chair. It would do no damage, Josh. It would only help things.
I'm just saying that there's... validation that I am allowed to hit Bob in the head with a chair.
So we need it. How about, is there a specific time? So it's, want to do scrum. So daily stand up, 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. 15 minutes max.
Do it morning, afternoon, don't care.
Morning.
Morning?
Yeah.
Like first thing in the morning? Whatever.
As soon as possible, yeah.
So morning, stand up, as soon as possible. Three questions or don't care about the three questions?
Three questions.
So really a scrum.
Yep.
A scrum stand up, a morning scrum stand up.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Sprint planning.
Yes.
That's okay. Well, there was official sprint planning. I was reading the Scrum Guide lately because I was quoting it in my new PO book. And it has two parts. So part one is the product owner. Part one is the product owner explains the body of work. Part two is the team tests out the body of work.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to do... So yes, sprint planning. Part A, Part B?
That's a big discussion, the Part A, Part B thing. I've done both. And I think...
You've done both Part A, Part B? You've done...
I've done it a couple different ways. With a Part A, Part B, the classic descriptive of this is how you do it. I've had teams that have a goal of planning their work and walking in, and we review it, make sure it all lines up, and say, go.
So they pre-plan, and then it's just a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
As a part of their grooming, right? So that takes some advanced
grooming.
That's
different. You just added a magic word. So as part of their grooming, they pre-stage the work in their brains. And okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I've done that as well.
Only because I felt like we were double-dipping with effort a little bit.
Double-whatting?
Double-dipping.
Okay. With effort, like doing what? Too much? Oh, okay, you're pre-planning, and then you're... repeating the plan.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a balancing act. So you're right. You don't want to, so do less grooming and then revert. So teams can become overzealous. I've seen teams even like pre-task. I try to tell them to not do that. I don't like pre-tasking. Oh, are we going to get are we going to get out the gloves?
Yeah.
You like pre-tasking.
Don't I do.
I can
I do.
Tell by looking at your face.
I do.
That's a bad thing, Josh.
No, it's a good thing.
It's a good... Oh.
It's good.
No, it's not.
It is, Bob.
It is not.
It's very good.
So what do you do in sprint planning? You said it's in the toolbox. What, do you have a cigar and just and just play baseball? What do you do?
So
if you pre-test everything, if you, and we don't double, so you've done all of that before sprint planning. So why do it then?
The thing that we do is it's like a, it's a meta plan. Essentially.
Oh my God, I can't believe you pulled that out of you. That hurt, didn't it? What's a meta plan?
So what we end up doing is...
I'm not going to let you get away with this, man.
Is all of the teams across our large team bring their plans together and make sure that everything lines up with our sprint goals. validate that, just run through, make sure we aren't going to have any dependency issues with the plans that they have, that we're going to need more testing help, things like that. Or we have a release coming soon that's going to require some extra effort from the team that they maybe didn't plan for. Just validate that and then say, and then look around the table and are we good to go? And we push the big button. And
so this is the toolbox is for small, a team,
yeah, right,
a single team starting up, shoe team.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to do that for, they're going to, as part of grooming then. I'm just trying to clarify what you're saying. What,
so
why don't you, I'll shut up and I'll let, which is hard for me, but what do you want to put in the toolbox?
All right, so dialing it back for those parameters, you would have a sprint planning session along with grooming sessions in preparation for that planning session. And with a single team, do those two ceremonies begin to blur into one?
Well, with a week, we talked about having in the beginning a week iteration, right? So a 1 week iteration length, sprint length, is every time you reduce the time frame, I think it reduces planning, right? There's less,
right,
that fits into the box.
So if you're only doing 1 week at a time, is grooming really necessary, or can you consume that in your sprint? So just are these teams going to feel like, okay, so we plan on Monday, then I got to groom on Thursday or Friday, and why don't I just plan when I'm doing that so I have one meeting instead of two meetings, right? What's the optimal way for them to operate in a 1 week session with just one team?
So maybe we could opt for, I can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe we opt for what you were sort of saying, which is the teams group, because I don't want to drop grooming, because I think grooming, look ahead,
yeah,
the notion of looking ahead in a backlog, separating it from executing the backlog, I think is good,
mm-hmm,
right? So to me, that's grooming, estimation, thinking of designs, pre-planning, over lunch, discussing what we're going to work on next week. You know, so grooming actually inspires, to me, discussion,
mm-hmm,
in grooming and outside of grooming, right?
Right.
So grooming is not just the meeting. To me, grooming is also individual activity. People are at their desktop looking at the backlog,
right,
and thinking. So I'd say we do grooming, traditional grooming. Maybe it's once a week because it's a 1 week tempo. So
right,
it's one team meeting. And then the teams actually bring their game plan. So what starts sprint planning? The team brings a game plan into the meeting.
Right.
The product owner brings what? A confirmed body of work into the meeting with a goal.
Mm-hmm.
And they reconcile and commit. Could
right,
you buy that?
Yeah.
Would shorten the,
yeah,
which with no, using your term, double dipping, with no trying, literally not trying to have double effort just for its own sake.
Right.
And then you commit in the,
yes,
I'm asking, but
yeah,
so we commit to that little body of work and we leave committed to the work and then we start sprinting.
Yep. I think the point that you make is that what that planning session does is it really drives a group commitment to our goals and the plan that we have.
And some fine tuning, right? I mean, there's some,
right,
you know, a product owner may shift a story here or there. The team,
right,
may shift something.
Right.
It's sort of that convergence.
Mm-hmm.
Could I get you to buy no tasking? So we task in the meeting and no pre-tasking. Do you understand?
I do understand.
Okay.
I'm contemplating.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry I wasn't ready with a 15-minute diatribe in response to your question.
Yeah, no.
Like you often do.
Oh, Metacasters, we're in a prickly mood today. This is good. I like, this is what I like. This is,
I can buy that for now.
What I'm trying to do is I don't want teams to sort of, I want that collaborative planning. So tasking, to me, it's not the tasking. It's I want the team in that meeting to powwow their strategy for 5 days of work.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to work together? If everyone like has their little mini task list, and this is my scarring.
Right.
I've seen individual developers create their own little spreadsheets,
yeah,
and bring it in.
Bad news.
And task things out. Well, and then under the banner of, well, we're going to merge that later. Well, they sort of do, but they sort of don't, right? Because they tasked it out, so now that's etched in stone. Well, it's very linear.
Right.
It's there's no swarming in
right,
that. So I don't mind the tasking as long as the team swarms.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really saying.
Okay.
So, cool. Did we cover? So we double dipped. We double dipped grooming and this and sprint planning. What about the end of the sprint? Review and retrospective. Traditional review. It's going to be short though.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very short. Traditional review, like do it. Traditional retrospective.
Yeah, I think the retrospective is of higher importance.
How long are these? Let's time box these things. What do you think?
I mean, if you're one team with 1 week, it's got to be half hour tops.
For what?
For the sprint review.
So I'd say the review is probably 30 minutes to your point. Retros, I hate making them less than an hour.
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
I know.
Man, that is...
That sounds so... It's, you know, that whole continuous improvement thing. Gosh, you can't invest more than 2 seconds in that.
It seems like a lot, but I guess a lot of my retrospectives run long, so maybe that is reality.
Shoe team.
Yeah.
Shoe team, just starting out. And maybe, you know, it's the one ceremony that I don't want the time box to get in the way of juicy discussions.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Right. And I've seen that happen, right? And I've seen teams shorten it to like 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're just on the cusp of a juicy discussion. And it's, oh, okay. And they don't go there, right?
Yeah, I get it.
So 1 hour for that. What about grooming? We set one meeting a week, an hour. And so I'm just trying to.
Yeah, I think 1 hour is good.
And then 1 hour of offline. Could we do that? Like 1 hour of team?
Yeah.
1 hour of individual. Daily stand-up, 15 minutes. Can they skip it?
No.
Like Tuesdays, Thursdays and stuff? We're going to shove it?
No.
Oh, you're my man. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. I've been teaching a lot of teams lately, and I hear all this, you know, pushback. I'll be glad. I'm interested in seeing what we do when we go to distributed teams later on for the toolbox, right? We're deferring that. We're saying this is a co-located team.
I don't know why that matters, but...
Yeah. I don't think it does, but so many people are like, oh, my God, I got to get up and sit. You know, there's a team in India.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what is that? Well, then, you know, we can't do a stand-up.
Yes, you can.
A 15-minute investment to synchronize your team and once a day.
Yep.
What else?
So we didn't talk about planning length. I know you want to make it like 5 hours.
No, the book says. Well, let's bring the book up just as a reference point for a 4-week sprint.
You mean like the Lord of the Rings book?
No. Scrum.org, the Scrum Guide. We're referencing Scrum. We might as well use the Scrum Guide.
That.
So
4 week
sprint. 4 week sprint, 8 hours. 2 week sprint, sort of 4 hours. 2 hours for a 1 week sprint. Part A, 1 hour. Part B, another hour. That would be the guidance. Let's use that as a baseline.
We'll use that as a baseline.
No. To hammer it. Now, I'm not saying that's the baseline. What do you want to put in the toolkit? Clearly not that. In looking at Metacasters, I need to start taking pictures of Josh. Because he's clearly... he's rolling his eyes like...
I'm
15 minutes.
No, not 15 minutes.
In the car on the way home, they can do it on their cell phones.
Everybody can
like
FaceTime.
They can text in the car.
We can FaceTime while we drive home.
You might be some attrition associated with that, though.
So it seems to me, and then thinking as a team member walking into this, saying, so you're telling me that for us to plan what we're going to do for 5 days is going to take us 4 hours for everybody. Everybody's going to invest 4 hours.
No, what I said was one-on-one.
Right.
One-week sprint. The book would say that, 2 hours.
Right. So, wait. But to me, grooming is a part of that.
Oh, you're additive. Okay.
Right.
Oh, I'm with you. Okay.
Yeah. So that's...
Are you sure this isn't manager Josh coming through?
It might be, right? So
okay,
this is
I'm
where
just
I,
checking. I'm just checking.
This is where I need you to smack me in the head and say...
Okay. You heard Metacasters. I got the chair earlier. Now I got the license. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It just... You know, I guess you're right. I guess for a shoe team, that's the expectation. But my expectation for teams as they... transition through the states that they would be able to optimize that.
Well, what that never says, there was a dialogue in the Scrum coaching discussion group lately. It's a max. That doesn't mean a team gets done like 30 minutes into 2 hours and then they sit there playing
twiddly wings. Right, I get it.
Right, so it is what it is. It's sort of what do you allocate for the team? The other part of the max is what do you drive them to? If they start having angst or not doing it, then you start really driving them to the time box, right? So it helps to close the meeting if they're struggling.
Right.
So I don't know. It takes as long as it takes with that as the max. Right. Grooming as well. I mean, if a team comes in from grooming and it takes them 15 minutes, I look at that. Have you ever extended?
Right. Yeah. No, plan more.
Exactly. I'm not satisfied that you plan thoroughly, even though you all are happy with it and, and you can commit.
Okay. All right. I'll buy that.
Are you okay with it?
I'm okay with it.
All right.
After some angst.
I mean,
only because you like that word.
I don't even worry. I do like that word. I don't even worry about that. Yeah, I mean, I do. I just, it's sort of a baseline. It's let's see what happens in the retrospective and see what what goes on. The only meeting I really like to extend, the retrospective I sort of personally keep fuzzy. Mm-hmm. Like when I schedule a retrospective, I usually will schedule a room for like 90 minutes.
Right.
So it's an hour time box. But again, it's that thing of if there's juicy discussions. I remember when I was coaching at a local bank, a team was just forming and they were dysfunctional. They had remote team members in the UK and here, and they really struggled working together. And in our first retrospective, they actually started talking about that they were ignoring each other. They were disrespecting each other. And we got to the 60-minute mark, and you would have had to shoot me to get me to stop those discussions, right? Because they were actually solving what from my point of view was a huge dysfunction, or they were getting it on the table and talking about how to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
So, cool.
Yep.
What else do we want to throw anything else in play? Do we have any more time? Metacasters, this may be a short metacast today. We're a little time constrained. So, what do you want to squeeze in, Josh? Anything?
No, I think that's it.
We could put a bow on this for the day.
Yeah.
What do you think? Okay.
What color?
What's my favorite color? I like maroon.
You're very green today.
I'm a greeny guy. I'm greeny. What's your orange?
Orange, yeah.
You like orange.
Yeah, so we're like the Joker. Right?
So why don't we do green and orange? We'll do a combination. Okay. Yeah.
Stripes, polka dots?
Oh, my God. Stop. Metacasters, how do they get a hold of us? How do they give us feedback, Josh?
Oh, come on with your time boxing.
How do they get a hold of us, Josh?
All right, fine. So, you can find us at www.metacast.com. That's with a hyphen between the A and the C. Or on Twitter, meta-cast.com, all spelled out. Those are the ways you can find us. Tweet us, comment, whatever. We will listen. We are hearing. Our listenership is rising. We are going through a process of migrating to a new host for our podcast. So make sure that your iTunes is updated. I went through a process late last week to make that happen. It looks like everything went well, but just in case, double check your iTunes feed and make sure that's updating properly. There is still a bit of a funkiness with the way it's ordering things that I'm trying to get ironed out. But all the podcasts are out there. So that's it. Thanks for listening. Bob, you got anything?
The other thing that Josh and I are thinking about, and we don't have much time for it, is Agile 2013 and the conference. We've talked about doing co-presenting some stuff and topics. So what would be interesting, Metacasters, if you've listened to Metacast over time, if you have any topic suggestions that you think would do well that Josh and I could present, combinations or anything like that, any suggestions around topics that you might think might have general interest at the Agile conference, shoot them our way. We'd love that. And then we'll keep you up to date with our proposals, and hopefully something gets hit. We'd like to get to the Agile conference if we can.
Yes.
And do a take the show on the road, to speak.
Oh, boy.
A road show. I think that would be cool. Actually have people see us.
Yeah.
Yes. We look exactly like we sound. Whatever that... What does that mean? So, from beautiful downtown Raleigh, North Carolina.
Boy, is that going to be a shock to some people's systems.
I know. I'm Bob Galen.
And I'm Josh Anderson.
Shake.
And bake.
Bye, y'all.